views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Transformation Radio FM. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, and you can listen later and still receive the energetic shifts that we provide on this show. I have been sharing this radio show as a vehicle to show people how easy it is to clear up some, you know, major life problems and to feel better about them so that you can begin to take consistent steps of action towards your goals. And feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is one of my favorite energetic practitioners, William Hatch, and he is an electrical engineer that is using his expertise in a different way so that he can promote people getting together and talking about things in a way that we can shift energy and move into a better place. Will and I have traveled together to Peru and to have partaken in ceremony there and have some really powerful insights from that. Will, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty well.
Good, good. So, you know, you wanted to talk about, we were talking about expectations and some of the limitations and some of the beautiful things about expectations and how to use those expectations to get what you want. So I'm just going to give you the floor here. And you go for it.
Okay. Well, I started thinking, what should we talk about? And expectations was the topic. And then there's that old saying, expect the unexpected, which, I don't know, it's just too colloquial. It doesn't mean much without any context. So then I thought, well, let's say accept the unexpected. That's a good play on words, because accept with the E is to cut it all out. So we're going to say, you know what, if I don't expect it, it probably shouldn't be happening. And I wanted to look at that from two angles. I wanted to look at that from the point of, let's broaden my expectation. Because if I'm not expecting these things that are happening, why? If I want to be living in a state of deliberate creation and really being conscious about what I'm doing throughout my day, there's going to be less and less of the unexpected, although I'm going to still want some because I like excitement. But I wanted to look at also then to stop putting my energy into things that I'm not consciously working on creating or wanting to, and that I don't feel the intuitive or inspiration to go out and work on something, because in that case then the unexpected is so often a distraction in those moments when I want to be focused. But then I wanted to turn the phrase inside out, and I wanted to say unaccept the expected, which, if you're going to unaccept something, talking about the cutting it out, that's kind of like letting it in. So that's saying accept the unexpected.
I love your play on words.
Except the expected, not unexpected anymore. So now this is a lot talking more into let's expect something and set up the expectation that it's on the way, and then once that's there, to just accept it and allow it to happen. Because then there's no more work to be done. And now to you.
Yeah, and this is really important, because a lot of times when I'm working with clients, I do private sessions and also seminars, etc. And a lot of times people have a thought about what they expect, and their expectations are so much less than what the universe would provide. And so I always say, you need to be clear about what you want, and moving towards the future, take consistent steps of action towards that. But you also have to leave that window open, as you said, so that you're not expecting it to happen exactly the way you expect it to happen. A lot of times people get thrown off because they feel like it's not going the way that it should be going. And, you and I were talking about that. You know, when we're young children, our subconscious mind is being formed, up at about the age of 7. And, a lot of those expectations that we have when we are raised are come up in our subconscious mind. And that causes a lot of limitations for a lot of people, what we should be doing, what we would be doing, what we could be doing. And the universe sees us as infinite potential, and the universe is always willing to give us more than we can even imagine. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? How sometimes it goes maybe a funny way, not quite the way you expected.
Well, I could see that example in my life. I was doing the office job, spending all the hours there, and neglecting my little boy and my family. And I made a decision when I fully came to realize it. I made a decision in the moment that this was going to change, and I didn't have a clue how. And that's pretty well the same story that's come up in a number of situations where I would just admit to myself that I don't have a clue of what to do right now. But I want to get out of this place I'm at. So let's broaden our horizon and start to look and see what might be out there for the next step.
Well, so many times people are traveling back and forth to work. There's bills to pay, there's mortgages to pay, there's, all sorts of, in our daily routine, we have many things that we have to work consciously at. We're under a clock most of the time for most people. And, what you were saying is about a lot of people are focusing on their career, and these things are necessary. But when we don't have balance in that, and we start to notice, like you said, that, our children are kind of taking the hit for this. We don't have as much community as we used to have for a lot of people. And, we want to have balance in every aspect of our life. We are not just physical beings. We have a body, a soul, and a spirit. And we want to make sure that, I call that the authentic self triad, that we are solid in that, that we recognize that we're more than just our physical matter, and that, we are, we have infinite potential. And, as an, what I love about the way you work is because as an electrical engineer, you have a really good understanding of, rhythm. And this is something about, we've been talking quite a bit on the show lately about that balance between the masculine and the feminine, and being able to bring those two together within ourselves as individuals, and also work together, on the planet as, as male and female. And it's really important that we recognize that, we are actually tuning into frequencies, and you're very good at that. Do you want to just explain a little bit about frequency, like what we mean by that, the vibration?
Sure. So go throw a rock into a pond and watch that ripple as it spreads out. Now that is analyzing a wave in the time domain. You're seeing exactly where the surface of the water is at a surface specific location at a specific instant in time. Now, think about the frequency domain. When you hear a musical note, all you know is that it has a certain pitch. When you see light, all you know is it has a certain color. When you tune in on your radio, all you know, again, certain frequency. So they teach us for about a year and a half this really intense program where everything we talk about is in the frequency domain. I do not care about squiggly lines on a graph anymore. I care about knowing what frequency, what intensity, and what angle is this happening at. And then the next.
Oh, we're going to have to go to a break right away. And I just wanted to, we'll elaborate on this a little bit more when we come back. I just wanted to let people know that they can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And we are taking callers today. If you want to, if you have a problem that you would like to shift, we would be happy to do that for you. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Will Hatch. We will return right away to shift some more energy.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Will Hatch, who is an electrical engineer turned energy shifting master. Before we continue, can you just share your contact information with our listeners, please, Will?
Are you sure I'm not an energy shifting slave?
There seems to be a lot of energy to shift these days.
So I can be reached at will@iagree.com. will@eye.com.
Can you please tell us a little bit about I Agree before we get into what we were talking before the break?
Well, I had a thought about how we could use some technology to change the way that the world operates by changing social media. And instead of doing it in a way that information is really hard to find, like it is in a forum, or it doesn't get shared very far like it does in social circles, I want to create an application where you come in and you express something. I think we should build a bridge to cross the river in my town. And then if everybody who actually took the time to say, yeah, I think so too, or I don't think so, then you would see that information right away. And you would know that, oh, 90% of the town is against it. Maybe a bridge here isn't the best economic use of our collective money. All sorts of things like this. My goal is to set up a place first with the communication and then throw a business end on it. Because when I look around at the corporate structures around me, I understand it. We're making these people take a risk with their hard-earned cash to figure out what the need is and address it most effectively and come up with all the systems and all the solutions to have a product on the shelf for us to buy. And they deserve to be rewarded for taking that risk. But the thing is that they don't need to take that risk. We live in an age where we can communicate these things beforehand. We can do the market research. We can set up the company. We can set up the manufacturing. And then at that point, then we get to share the profits. And then everybody's happy who wanted to actually be a part of it. It's not socialism. It's optional.
I love that, because so many times we've been talking a lot about communication and community. And I was fortunate to be able to host Dr. Pat's show for her on Monday. And I was talking about that with Jaya Priya Reinhalter, and she's very, you know, she was talking about community in the ashram. There's community everywhere that we can tap into. And so I really love that, like people talking one-on-one to each other and really working together to find creative solutions to the problems that we're facing on this earth. And not just the problems, but also the direction that we want to go in, and find like-minded people that also want to work together to, you know, provide a better lifestyle, a better way of living for people that want that, you know, in a different way. If you would like to call in, we are taking callers. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. We are happy to shift energy. If you've got any problems, we are happy to address them. I just wanted to finish what we started talking about before the break. Will is an electrical engineer by training, and he's been using that information to explain how energy works to people. And so we were just talking about waves of energy and frequencies and vibration. Do you want to just finish that? Because then we have a caller whose call we'll take right away.
So we established the very first part, which is the training in shifting the perspective from looking at a specific instance in time to a specific instance of a frequency. And then after that, I want to talk about, let's look small. Let's look really small. So when we get into the atomic world, designing LEDs and transistors and the stuff that I got to do, we learn about how an electron has wave qualities, and it interacts with waves of light, things like this. There are many, many, many waves increasing and increasing in energy. What happens as they increase in energy, though, is that the wave itself becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. And at some point, the wave that I'm going to talk about next is so small that there is no material device to measure it. Now, inside every particle, we're getting down into the subatomic, proton, neutrons, and electrons. Those are made of even smaller particles, quarks, muons, gluons, bosons, all these weird things that we're making up as quickly as we can come up with guesses for what they are. But definitively, we know that matter is nothing more than energy contained. We can smash these atoms apart and find out that, holy, there was a whole bunch of little resonant energy structures in there. So what I learned about this was, okay, now if matter is resonating already at a subatomic level, the entire universe is in harmony, just like when you strum a key on the piano really loud and you hear the other keys resonating. Just like that, the entire universe is vibrating. Now, if you want to be pushing energy around in a vibratory system, you can only push energy from a higher frequency down into a lower frequency, and it has to be relatively close to the same frequency. On the power system, your electricity grid operates at roughly 60 hertz. If I hook up a generator at exactly 60 hertz, I will not push any power onto the grid. I have to run slightly faster. So when we're talking about thought, people want to talk about, oh, the higher vibration, and we're going to pick love because it has a higher vibration. They're really ambiguous because they're saying higher, but what does that mean? What does that really truly mean? How can I actually physically measure the resonance of love and tell you that it's at such and such a frequency and hate is lower and it's at such and such a frequency? I can't. But what I can tell you is that you have to reach for something higher than where you're at if you want to pull the energy in.
I love that. And I like to do it quickly. You know me. I feel that a lot of times people sit in the suffer and struggle. And we can move out of that so quickly just by tuning into our own energy. And what's important to recognize that a lot of times when people say that they want to move into higher frequency, they're afraid because it's something new. And people have a tendency to energetically go weak, out of alignment with what they're talking about if they have fears. And so this is really
far from the base of the mountain.
There you go. And so what we're working with is moving towards what we want. And, you know, if problems come up, tuning in energetically and shifting the energy and then moving forward with it. And this is really important because for creative solutions to problems, if we sit in the problem and we don't move towards the solution, we end up getting stuck in the problem. And when we put our energy, that is where what is returned to us, because we're sending out that vibration, that frequency that, you know, that is one based in fear rather than the one based in abundance. And we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting. So we're just going to take this call and see what we can shift for this person. We have Julie from Ottawa on the line. Are you there, Julie?
I am.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's, just listening to your conversation and yeah, certainly speaks to me. I feel like I want to move forward from where I'm at. And yeah.
Okay, so where are you at, and where do you want to go?
Feeling a certain amount of stressors in my life circumstances, and just wanting to kind of just strengthen and let and move forward.
Okay, so are you wanting to move forward in your? Is there a specific area of your life?
I guess being more being on my own 2 feet financially.
Okay.
At this point, I've been on assistance, and I'm at the brink of just leaving it.
Okay.
But I'm jumping into where there's a bit of a void right now. So it's, I think I need, just feel like I need some clarity.
Okay. So I just like to get a baseline from people so that we can get an idea where how much this is bothering you. So I like to do that on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst. This is really bothering me. To 0 being like I'm neutral to it. Where are you on that scale?
I'm picking an 8.
Okay, I was getting more a 9, but that's pretty close. But that's so we're just gonna we're going to just go to take a deep breath here, and allow yourself to feel, put some energy into your spine. And Will, what are you picking up?
I learned some interesting things in the ceremony in Peru, and it comes up with this whole death thing quite often. And I don't want to bring this up because it's really about death, but death is about transition. And so here you are, you're on the precipice of transition. Did I say that right? I think I did. And you've got all the motivations behind you. You have all the reasons very clear why you're about to take this step. You're feeling this time of crisis. This is perfect. Because always right before that major transition, I've noticed this absolute crisis. And in ceremony, it often comes up as a death. And what I learned over the time was that that's when you're almost there. That's the clearest indication right there that I've ever received is that absolute crisis. The, oh my God, everything is falling apart feeling, because it is. Everything that you had built before, you've already put in the work order that you want to shake it up. You want something new. And this feeling of crisis is what's going to solidify the inspirations and motivations that carry through in every little thing. And for me, it was really that crystallization of those reasons in that moment. And after that moment, there's no looking back. So embrace that crisis and go, holy, it's almost over.
Julie, I would just like to check in with you. Where are you at number-wise right now?
5 popped in my head.
Yeah. So if you hang on, if you want to hang on through the break, we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll work a little bit on this while on the break, and then we'll come back and we'll check in with you again and see where you're at. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and energeticupgrade.com. TalesFromTheVector.com. That's T-A-I-L-S. That is my paintings and my energy correcting cards that are coming. The cards are out, and I'm happy to say the paintings are now available also. You can also connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, all social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Will Hatch here with me today. He is an electrical engineer by trade turned energy worker. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We seem to have lost Julie for the moment, so we are just going to see if she calls back. We were talking about transition and about her wanting to move towards, if Julie, if you're listening, you can call back and let us know how you're doing. But we were working on her transitioning from being on assistance and moving into a different phase of life. Will, you were talking about, ceremony and, that death is transition. And a lot of people, do you want to just elaborate a little bit more on that and talk about that?
Which direction do you want to go? Do you want to go into the ceremony part or into the transition part?
Both, whatever you feel strong to.
Okay. Well, like I said, in ceremony, death is pretty common. And so most of the people that seriously go there to take this endeavor that I've spoken with have experienced firsthand their own death. For me, it was a really interesting yet surprising situation, because there I was, the absolute iconic life flashes before your eyes moment. But because I had this sense that I've carried with me my whole life, that everything seems to happen for a reason, I just found peace and I found gratitude and I sat there and I enjoyed it. Kind of bizarre.
it sounds bizarre, but I've also had that experience. But we have Julie back, and I want to check in with her and just see where she's sitting with this. Julie, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So we were talking about transition, and a lot of times that feels like death, but really death and birth are the same thing. And this is what I'm getting for you, is that, when we move into a new way of being, and we are more in our power, we have to sometimes let go of little parts of ourselves, and that's what makes us feel so uncomfortable. And I just wanted to check in with you right now, like, where are you sitting? Are you still at a five, or are you feeling a little bit calmer?
I'm calmer, definitely. Two, one, something like that.
Yeah, you're sliding down the scale, and I wanted to point that out. Will, we were... Will said on the break, oh, she's already there. Do you want to explain that, Will? Why it can happen so quickly, and then why it takes perception to catch up?
Because I'm not the one who does the work. You already did the work. You already did the work. You did it before you called here. It's been done for a while. You just have been there, and you're not quite sure if you want to accept it. And so this confirmation comes. Oh, okay. I feel this confirmation. Now, all of a sudden, all my worries that were in me, the what ifs, they can calm down a little bit. And then once the fear goes away, I find it's really easy to fall back into that heart-centered intuition and just know. And then the peace comes over me and I'm there. I'm ready to go and work.
And what I would like to point out, because Julie, you are sort of exemplifying what we're talking about, which happens quite often on this show, the people that are brave enough to call in to share their problems. what you're doing is you're actually talking about something that many people on this planet are going through right now. And I just wanted to explain just a little bit about that, about how if our body and our soul and our spirit are even, and we recognize that, hey, we didn't just come onto this earth to be a physical being running around doing physical things. Those things are very important, but we also have a soul that is speaking to us, and we came onto this earth with a purpose. And when we get into alignment with that, and, you know, a lot of people will say, well, what's my purpose? My purpose is to be the best version of myself. And so we want to strengthen that for you and for everybody listening in, to have balance between body, soul, and spirit. And then also these external forces that come in, what happens is we listen to the news, or we listen to the bad things that are happening on the planet, or we look at our bank account and we freak out. And what we want to do is just be really strong, set up very strong boundaries around that so that our internal forces don't get shaken by that. And so many, many times we'll be going along and we're feeling really good about where we're going, and then something happens that triggers us. And so we want to strengthen you to that, that, you know, if the trigger comes up, you can put some energy into your spine, take a deep breath, and then feel your heart. You know, it helps a lot of times if you recognize that, you know, your heart has a rhythm, the earth has a rhythm. We want to strengthen everybody that you are in the right place at the right time. You are on this earth right now, and the earth is not going from bad to worse. We're just getting more and more information, and people are becoming more and more aware of what's really happening, and we are starting to communicate with each other at a much higher level so that we can find creative solutions to these problems individually. And then as we do that individually, we strengthen the entire planet. And so, checking in with you one more time, have you reached a zero yet?
I'm close, if not already there. Yeah.
Yeah. So the perception, we want to just strengthen that for you to really, and what's coming up for you is to breathe. A lot of times people hold their breath when they're in these situations. That causes a problem in the diaphragm, in the solar plexus, and a lot of those issues are what Will and I were talking about at the beginning of the show, where in our solar plexus, quite often we hold these subconscious memories of when we were children, what we were told we could, would, should do. And those are the things that come up. And that was your number one weakness. So we're just going to strengthen that for you. And also moving forward, the universe likes to see action. So if you put some energy into what you want, even if it's as simple as sending an email out, or making that one phone call that you've been avoiding, or any of those things, as you take these consistent steps of action to go in the direction you want to go, the universe acknowledges that. And so I just wanted, Will, did you have any last words you want to say for Julie here before Thanks. She gets off?
She verbalized my problem.
There we go. And so are where are you at now, Julie?
Yeah, I feel better. So I'd say zero. There's a little twinge going, ooh, but it's good.
Okay, Will, do you want to talk about that twinge, like the excitement
there? Yeah. It comes up like a nervous fear. There's this big excitement, like, I'm about not just to go and stand on my own 2 feet, but I'm about to take off running. And then there's this little hesitation that says, what if I run in the wrong direction? But if you watch a two-year-old, they fall. They get back up. Doesn't matter what direction they ran. They're getting good at running.
And so you're run. Yeah, go run. Thank you for calling in, Julie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Will, this is something that I wanted to address, is that we're always in the process. And so, do you want to talk about the process?
That's, as far as I can tell, the whole purpose. We set out a desire that is based upon discomfort, usually. And then we achieve it. We become complacent to it. becomes uncomfortable, we set out another desire, we achieve it. It never ends. So there's different paths that people are finding to enlightenment. One of them is, don't allow yourself to desire anything and just sit in the discomfort. Because at least in the discomfort, it's consistent. And in the consistency, we can be calm. And in the calmness, we can claim power. It's one path. Another path is get really, really quick in the cycle and get to the point where you're setting out a new desire from an old experience so fast. And it's fun. And you're creating new things and you're exploring new areas of life and thought. There's many paths that we could take here, and I'm more inclined to fast, which is why I said let's shift into expecting more. And I realized that was a bit of a loaded statement, because if somebody is expecting horrible things to come to them and they're going to start expecting more, that could be a little bit dangerous.
Yes, so we want to recognize that when we take, or train our minds to work for us rather than against us, and allow ourselves to, go to our center and gain some insight from our intuition and our perception of that intuition. We are going to take a quick break here. I just wanted to thank everybody for all the wonderful reviews on my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. I really appreciate the reviews and all the emails I'm getting about how people are actually just reading the book and shifting on the spot with the book. And it's really, really, really makes me happy to hear that. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Will Hatch with me here today. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Stephan is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next Breakthrough Video Seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
1230 WPLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio and Transformation Talk Radio FM. And I have Will Hatch here with me today, and we are shifting energy for people who are calling in. We do have a caller from Mexico here. Maria, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Here is your favorite client, Maria from Mexico.
Hi, Maria.
How are you today?
We were just talking about that there was this beautiful song written by Santana.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he rocks. He's my favorite.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, well, I have kind of like a sensitive skin in my feet. I never been able to be like without socks and tennis shoes, and my skin in my feet is so sensitive. And sometimes they cramp with humidity and heat.
Okay. So your feet are cramping up on you. And, you know, what I would like to ask you, I like to get the baseline, 0 to 10. Where are you with this? 10 being the worst.
Well, cramping is like a 2, but sensitive skin is like 8.
Okay.
Now, is this sensitive skin like a burning sensation or an itching sensation? Or what is it?
Sometimes it's itching. Sometimes it's like if they need a lot of like olive oil.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Sometimes, wow, it's just like if I take my, even in the hot weather, if I'm without socks, they start like getting dry, like dry skin.
Okay.
And then you also have cramping. What I was picking up about the cramping is that someone's cramping your style and your feet are about moving forward. So I'm going to work on that a little bit here. Will, what are you picking up here for her?
A pain in the middle of my foot. Now, this reminds me of a woman I worked with a few years ago. She had, it was an itching that she got, not a burning, and it was in her neck. And she would scratch and scratch and scratch and scratch, and her entire neck was covered in scabs. And I'm not exactly sure how we addressed this. And that's what I'm trying to connect with right now, because it took us about 6 weeks to work through it. And after that point, she had no more scabs. The scratching she was able to catch before it became a problem. And within the next year, the scarring had healed up quite a bit. And I'm trying to connect with what was some of the fundamental underlying theme of this skin irritation.
And what I'm picking up here is you do have exit portals, what we call exit portals, on the bottoms of the feet. You also have them in the hands. And so when we're irritated with life and we're irritated because we can't move forward, or we're irritated with what's going on in the world and it's cramping our style, that's what's coming up with you. And that's what I've been working on in the background here. A lot of times when people have an itch, it's like an itch to move forward. And that's coming up definitely with your feet. I just wanted to check in with you, Maria, because we don't have a lot of time left here. Are you still at that number 8, or are you moving down here?
Tingling is gone. Swollen is gone.
And oh, good.
It's like a tooth.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Okay. See? This is what's so beautiful is we can, you know, the swelling went down, the itching's down. So we're going to strengthen that for you. This is about your, it's coming up emotional for you. and also psychological. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you, that every time you think about moving forward, taking the steps of action, walking on this earth, that you could put some energy into your spine, you know, feel your heart, as I said, and catch the reaction if you get triggered before you go into before you go into the reaction, to stop it and ask yourself, hey, what's really bothering me here? And so thank you for calling in. We really appreciate you calling all the way from Mexico, and I'm glad that your feet are feeling better. Good work,
Bill.
Oh,
they're doing wonderful. They're ready to run. Thank you so very much.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I would like to run all the way to make the money to get your energetic upgrade seminar.
That'd be awesome. It's, the online program is out now. It's up for sale on Energetic Upgrade. We share all sorts of tools on there, and lots of, you know, it's a fun way to shift energy, easy tools to use. And you can, you know, watch it over and over again for a year. So that's, you know, really beneficial to kind of cement that in. Thank you for calling in, Maria.
Oh, so please spend my way so I have the means to get the program. That's my next goal.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Thank
I expect it.
I expect it too, and better for you. Will, we just wanted to, before we wrap up the show, we wanted to talk just that little bit. What you were saying is that people are already doing it. Do you want to talk about that, how when they send their intention out, what happens?
Yeah, I'm working on a theory that's really starting to feel stronger and stronger every day as I work with you, Colette, and that is that I watch you. And I think about how, for me, I had some very specific requests that I put out to the universe. I was looking for somebody who could teach me about some very specific things. And there you were. Poof. So I realized that you were my manifestation at the same time that I was your manifestation. So then when I look at that in the bigger picture, all these people who are calling into the radio show, they manifested you. Just like you're manifesting them, because you here have a solution, and a solution needs to be shared. And they here have a problem, and a problem needs to be solved. And you're both out there magnetically attracting each other, and it's beautiful. I've never would have imagined this 5 years ago.
Yeah, and this is what's so beautiful, and I just love the way you put that. Thank you. We are creating our reality every second of every minute of every day, and the leading weakness for most people when they're moving, like when there's a lot of transition happening, what happens is they have a tendency to go to these expectations, as we said. We don't want to create limitations for ourselves. On this show, we are, whoever I have on the show with me at the time, and my energy, that combined is a special kind of cocktail, if you want to say. And we are working energetically on the background for people to get into alignment, and then they can move forward. And I just wanted to say, the universe loves action. And so the actions that the people take with the information that they're given, now that the energy has been cleared, yeah, they're the ones that are doing the work. And every single one of us has mastery over this if we just apply ourselves to it. We only have a couple minutes left here. Do you have any last words for the listeners before we get off, Will?
I just love that you said cocktail. Made me think of take two and email me in the morning. Will@iagree.com.
I love it. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. It is my great pleasure to share this radio show, share this information with all of you. And I want to once again let you know that you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, at energeticupgrade.com. If you're interested in the online program, it is now up for sale. It is something that I've been working on with Mark Kittenbach for 14 months, and it's now available. We're really happy with it, getting really good results with it.
I guess I should say that it wasn't until I attended your Energetic Upgrade seminar in Germany in March that everything for I Agree started to crystallize. And thank you, Mark, for the suggestion on the domain name.
Ah, yes. Beautiful. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Thank you for listening. And I will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the waves and also in the archives. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.